This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Hi, and welcome to Starcade. And here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match because one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their own very own video arcade game. So you ready? Warm-up time is over. You all set? Well set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Okay, you right over there. You come right up here, Josh. Thank you very much, and this is where it all happens. First of all, what's your name?
My name is Josh Lewitz.
Josh, how you doing?
So-so.
All right. What grade are you in, Josh?
Sixth.
And how old are you?
12.
Got any hobbies?
Well, I like girls, and I play Dungeons and Dragons.
Girls and Dungeons and Dragons. Sounds a little kinky to me, Josh, but what the heck. Okay, Josh, we're going to wish you good luck. And your name, please?
Sherry Houston.
Sherry, where are you from?
San Francisco.
And how about you for hobbies?
I like playing softball and playing video games.
Which best?
Softball.
Okay. Well, I wish you'd said video games, but we'll see how you do today. How long have you been playing video games?
For about 5 years.
Oh, a long time. And you, Josh?
5 years
for both of you. Well, that's good, because the two of you have been matched up based on your game-playing ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It's called Rescue. And boy, that is a terrific game. So if you guys are ready to be opponents, shake hands and head for your podiums. Okay, there they go. And while they take their place in the podiums, Kevin, tell us what 5 games our Starcaders are going to have to deal with today.
Jeff, game number 1 today, Buck Rogers, A Journey into the Future. Game number 2, Gorplop, A Game of Catch. Game 3 today, The Mario Brothers in A Battle in the Pipes. Game number 4, Pango, A Saunter Through the Ice. And game number 5, Popeye, The Man Himself and All His Friends.
Okay, those are today's 5 games, and both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. But let me tell you something else. One of those 5 games, we've named the Mystery Game. If you pick that in the first 3 games, you're going to win a particularly valuable prize. Now, Kevin is going to tell the home audience what the Mystery Game is.
Today's Mystery Game is Mario Brothers.
I hate it when he whispers. Couldn't hear a thing, could we? Okay, all right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, and you can choose the first video arcade game we're going to play today on Starcaders. If you miss it, your opponent gets a chance to choose the game. So if you're ready, hands on buzzers, here's the question. In Burger Time, you can stun the pursuing hot dogs, pickles, and eggs by A, sprinkling them with pepper, B, whacking them with mustard.
Pepper?
Yeah, Sherry.
A, pepper.
Pepper is right. Yes, you're absolutely right. And that means, Sherry, you get a chance to play our first, pick our first game. Which one do you want to play?
Grapeplop.
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 Grapeplop is what we call it. Okay, that's the game. Listen carefully as Kevin tells us how to play it. Kevin?
Well, if you like grapes a lot, there's 4 different far-out kinds for you here. Use your bouncer to knock the ball into them. As they fall, it's points for you. The more that fall, the better. Get a bunch at a time for the highest points. But don't miss the ball, because every time you miss, the ball turns red and you score no points, no matter how many grapes fall. And a miss means that the grapes close in faster. And these grapes are a sweet threat, but a deadly enemy. It's Grapeplop.
Okay, Sherry, you pick Grapeplop. You're going to have 50 seconds to play it. Any particular strategy you're going to use?
Hit the grapes.
Hit the grapes, that's right. Of course, hit the grapes. But I'll tell you something. If a red arrow appears, you can punch your action button to move those grapes back up so you don't get crushed. So maybe that would be a good idea to pay attention to that. And Josh, you may want to do that too. Okay? All right, Sherry, when I say go, you press the button and we'll be underway. Ready? Play. Don't get crushed. Good. Look out. Good move. All right, look out. Can you get the grapes back up? That was nice.
15 seconds, 13, 12, 10 seconds. Good, 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 good. Look out. That's it. 1,310. That's pretty good. Sure, do you have any trouble on the way?
Yes, they started falling down.
Yeah, I didn't
miss the ball.
I didn't see the arrow appear. Did you see that pop?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I didn't either, because that would have gotten him back up, but I missed it, and looks like you did too. Okay, Sherry, thanks a lot. You did pretty well, 2,900. Let's find out how Josh is going to do. Come on up here, Josh. I think I gave Sherry a wrong score as she ran back there. I'm watching about seven things here, and Josh, you watched how Sherry played?
No, not really.
You didn't watch? You didn't care, huh?
No.
You got your own strategy?
Yes.
What is it?
Try to block out the audience.
Try to block out the audience, all right? That's a good idea, to keep your concentration right here. Remember what I told Sherry. If the hours appear, you can pop those grapes back up. You ready to go? All right, good luck. You'll have 50 seconds, just like Sherry did. Ready? Get set. Start. Looking good. That's the way to use the arrow. Try to get a bunch. That's the way. That's the way. All right, another one coming up. Here we go. Here we go. Hang in there. Mm-hmm. 10 seconds. Pretty good. Any problems you had there? You thought you did pretty well. I thought you did, too. Let's recap the scores after the first game here. Josh with 1,290. Sherry in the lead, 1,310. And we're going to be right back to see who gets to choose the next game on Starrcade. So you all stay right with us.
Say 5995. That's 1-800-468-5995.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Rescue. You can be a chopper pilot rescuing downed parachutists from sharks and enemy ships in the game of Rescue, furnished by Stern Electronics. And now back to more Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, I saw some eyes light up when we talked about that video arcade game Rescue, and one of you is going to get a chance to go for it, as you know. But right now, let's check the score. Josh, you're sitting right now with 1,290 points. Sherry, you're in the lead, 1,310 points, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total score on both games is going to determine who gets to play our Name the Game board. You ready to go on? Here we go. Here's another question for you. Remember, first one to buzzes in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, you pick our next game. Hands on buzzers. And you can buzz in at any time. You don't have to wait for the second choice if you don't want to. The game of Dig Dug takes place, A, on the ocean floor, B, underground. Yes, Josh is in.
Underground.
Underground is right. Good for you, Josh. We have four games left up there. Remember, one of them is the mystery game. That's still left. Which one do you want to play?
I want to play Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers. Okay, Buck Rogers it is. We didn't hear the mystery sound, so we know that's not the mystery game. Let's find out from Kevin how you play Buck Rogers. Kev?
It is the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You are the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You are Buck Rogers.
Okay, Josh, you picked Buck Rogers, and you seem to be a little eager about Buck Rogers. Is this a favorite game of yours?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh. Did you do pretty well on it?
Yes.
All right, answer me this question. I see a couple buttons, the slow button and the fast button, that governs the speed of your ship. Do you use those, or do you leave them alone?
Oh, I use the fast button a lot.
You use the fast button a lot. All right, one more hint, and Jennifer's listening, too. If you know, you can press this trigger down all the way, and it'll fire automatically, okay?
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you, Josh. Turn around, it's Buck Rogers' time. Ready? You move up to where you're comfortable. Don't worry about the mark. Wherever you're comfortable. Ready, get set, play.
Oh,
fast button on this side. Lost three. Game was over really fast. Boy. I think you got zapped, Buck. What happened?
I lost concentration.
You lost the concentration. Sometimes that's hard with the audience, but you did. You got yourself 397 points. Going back, we'll see how Sherry does. Come on back, Sherry. Well, Sherry, you saw what happened to Josh, and this is one of his favorite games. Do you play this game a lot?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay. Now, what about the fast and slow button for you?
It varies on what ships come after me and how fast they are going
themselves. So you go back and forth?
Yes, I do.
All right, now, I noticed when Josh played, I saw him playing the buttons on the right. I would suggest playing the buttons on the left because they may give you a little bit better control.
I agree.
All right. I wish you good luck, Sherry. Turn around. Get ready to play Buck Rogers. Ready? Get set. Play. Space. They're coming back at you. Look out. Coming back at you. Another one coming up. You have a couple seconds. 3,919. Whoa, all right. That was really good, Sherry. You did great. Yeah. You have any problems at all?
No, I didn't.
Well, I guess you didn't. All right, let's run on back there now, Sherry. And we're going to find out now who gets a chance to play our Name the Game board. You both had a chance to play Griplop and Buck Rogers. And now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So we'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Josh, you have a grand total of 1,687 points. And Sherry, you have 5,229. Boy, oh boy, Sherry, you really did well. Josh, you did well too. She got you in that last game, but you're going to have a chance to play a little later on. Maybe you'll overtake her. But right now, Sherry, you're in the lead for now, so you come on over here with me. I'm going to ask you to step right down there. Turn around and face me, if you will. And let me tell you that behind you is our Name the Game board, okay? All right, now, we're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win some fantastic prizes. My friend Kevin is going to tell you all about them. Kev?
Sherry, if you get three correct answers, you'll win Mr. Disc, a compact, personal, portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc. And for four correct answers, it's Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sicy.
Okay, those are the games you have a chance to win. Now turn around. You know your video games pretty well?
Yes, I do. Right,
we're going to show you the playing field of video games. Let's take a look at the first one. Is that Quantum or The Pit?
The Pit.
The Pit. Right you are. That's one. Number two, is that Roundup or Avenger?
Avenger.
Avenger. No, sorry. Looking at the next one. Is that Pioneer Balloon or Prairie Trek?
Pioneer Balloon.
Right. Pioneer Balloon is right. One more to go for a prize. Is that Defender or Stargate?
Stargate?
Stargate is right, yes! You weren't quite sure about Stargate, were you?
I had to look around and see what there were in the space.
Well, you did. You looked around and you won yourself a really good prize. Congratulations to you, Sherry. And now, we're going to be back in a minute to play the final round, and we'll find out who has a chance to win their own video arcade game, The Great Game of Rescue.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. Now you can sip and blip at the same time. Coca-Cola is testing a vending machine that's also a video game. For the price of a Coke, you try to catch cans of the soft drink thrown by a monkey in a tree. Or you try to catch flashing letters to spell out the name of the soft drink. Now you can have a Coke and a video game, and that should make you smile. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Boy, what they won't come up with. Now, Josh and Sherry. This is very important. We're at round two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play, and this time, only 40 seconds left to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that video arcade game, Rescue. So here's your last question. Sherry, three games left up there. Is one of them your favorite?
No.
No particular favorites up there. How about you, Josh?
Yes.
All right. Now, don't tell us what it is, because we don't want to give that information to Sherry, but it's very important, then, that you see if you can answer this question before she does. Here's your question. In Kickman, the player is a clown. He is A, riding a unicycle, or B, playing a... Josh?
Unicycle.
Unicycle is right. Good for you. Josh, that gives you the edge here, and you need it. There's three games left. I'll remind you, the mystery game hasn't been picked yet. So what game is it you want us to play here in this last round?
Popeye.
Popeye. No mystery game sound, so that's not the mystery game, but that's the game you wanted, and we'll see how you do. But first, let's find out how we play it. Kevin?
Well, blow me down, mates. It's me, Popeye, catching hearts, musical notes, and words of love tossed to me by sweet olive oil, performing me duty by punching out a few obstacles thrown in me way and giving Bluto a licking after I've had me spinach, fighting off the sea hag and her vulturous companion with me friends Sweet Pea and Wimpy, putting in an appearance too. What a way to spend me day, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Okay, Josh, this is the important time for you now. We have Popeye right here. That's the one you chose, and it seemed to be a favorite game of yours.
Well, no, not really.
Now, Josh, during the commercial, you said I'm really good at that.
Yes, but I just picked it out of desperation.
Okay, I understand. Don't forget, when the hag and Bluto threw the skull and the bottle at you, you get extra points if you punch them away. If you can get to the spinach, you can knock Bluto down for the count if you can catch him, okay? Good luck to you. You need some points here. Get ready to play Popeye. Ready, get set, play. You want to catch the hearts. Get the hearts. There you go. Now you're cooking. Got the spinach. Another heart, good, another heart. Watch out for Bluto. Punch, punch. $5,660. All right, Josh, pretty good, my man. $5,660. You feel pretty good?
Yes.
I think you played that real well. Head back now, and we're going to see what Sherry does. Sherry, you got herself a whole bunch of points. What do you think?
I think I can beat him. I am sure.
You're sure? Well, that's the kind of confidence.
I've got a lot of confidence.
I can tell you, dude. I've got a lot of confidence. But that's all right. Confidence is what you need. Any questions before you start?
No.
Now, remember, only 40 seconds this time. Good luck. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. There's that spinach. Oh, Bruno got you. Another Popeye coming up. Time is moving. We got the spinach. Down for Bluto. Oh, you'll never catch him. You did get him. Good for you. Got some points. Now, go for those hearts. There's one. Got the, whoops, there you go. Get those hearts if you can. $330. All right, not as good as Josh, but you were ahead before, so now we're going to find out the big news that we're all waiting for. Sherry, go on back up there with Josh, and we are going to determine right now who's going to get a chance to go for the video game Rescue. Ready? Let's total the scores, and our winner is Sherry with 9,559 points. Congratulations, Sherry. Boy, you've just done great today. You hang on just a second. I know you're feeling real good, and I know, Josh, you're a little bit sad, but did you have a good time?
Yes.
Well, we enjoyed having you here. You were a heck of a player, except for the trouble we had on Buck Rogers. You were right on up there, and we have some nice consolation prizes for you. Thanks a lot for being with us here on Starcade. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Nice hand for Josh. Now, Sherry, you played the name of the game, and you won. You got yourself Mr. Disc. And you have won here. You're the big winner for the round, so we have something else for you, too. So, Kevin, would you tell us about that, please?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing. You're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
Okay, boy, it's a great day for you because in a moment, you're going to play for the grand prize, your own video arcade game, Rescue. We'll do that right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And three brand new games for the VIC-20 by Tronix, Scorpion, Deadly Skies, and Gold Fever. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games, the magazine of the computer age. Easy to read, witty, and informative, it's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages.
And welcome back to Starcade. And now, Sherry, here comes the big challenge. This is a chance to win your very own video arcade game. And this is the situation. We have two games left, unplayed, Pengo and Mario Brothers. You can play either one. But what you'll have to do in 30 seconds is equal or beat the average score of over 20 other players who also play these same games for 30 seconds. If you choose Mario Brothers, you have to score 1,859 points. If you choose Pengo, you have to score 1,257 points. Do that, and the beautiful video arcade game Rescue is yours. So which is it going to be, Mario Brothers or Pengo?
Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers it is. Kevin?
It's a me, a Mario. It's a my name, and it's a my game. You see, it works this way. There are pests in the pipes. Mario cleans them out, jumping up to knock them on their backs, and then he runs and kicks them off.
Get set. Play. Get on up there if you can. Okay, now get up and get up. Get up. You gotta get up on that ledge. Keep going, do something. There's all right, there's some points. Okay, good. Some more. All right, 2,440. That means you did it.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.